Two-Faced Hunger by Faith Nelson. Stomachs dressed in cardboard signs gurgle. We'll clean anything for a living wage. Roots dry rot, waiting for hire. A Tesla patient mob rushes to click the X on my pop-up ad box, making hectares of my willingness blink and sputter. Self-responsibility, sir, ma'am, they say, as if they know the circumstances. Yeah, like you've never needed anything. You've never needed anything? I walk the rim of asphalt towards the next window. Hunger. Talking about hunger who, when satisfied, gives me enough mojo to fake a home address. Not talking about hunger fueling the fortunate in this realm so that they can go to bed and fly the imagination. Food will smack them awake at sunrise. Talking about hunger, gasping a prayer for a pound of protein, packaged veggie, lentil, burger, mac and cheese, I don't care. Big Mac, Big Mac, Big Mac. My body is now a religion without a living head. Vapor. Not talking about hunger, Mahatma Gandhi shapes into a bullet for the caste system. Protest fasting's been chopped down now, even appropriated by some now. Hunger snaps a rubber band against my pale lips, yet it lays a pregnant self bare for the other muse, full of inspiration, verse, fantasy, romance, Greek cornucopias, architecture, inventions, prisons, and supermarkets full of xenophobia. It slings chummy arms through the elbows of plunderers, dot death, and political entrepreneurs. This lover air kisses my dream. It savages my world into a food desert, driving back the lion who once kept watch, protecting me from pandemics and the platform shoes of the elite. Now the king and I step one, then two, with less conviction. Don't waste your heart. Untie kindness. The stinging will stop if you share your bread for a moment.